Agriculture Myths Unveiled. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. Most people in today's society are two or three generations removed from the farm, and because of this, myths about agriculture are easily spread and believed. However, the American Farm Bureau, with the Agriculture in the Classroom, has a new program to help dispel those myths.
We ask students some simple questions, kind of gauge how much they know about agriculture and where their food comes from. The number one answer when you ask them where milk comes from for fourth graders is that it comes from Kroger's. The number one answer for where does hamburgers come from is McDonald's. So some of that information came from just there not being around farms.
That was Chris Fleming, Tennessee Farm Bureau's coordinator for agriculture in the classroom. And he says with this new program, students are given a statement about agriculture that is commonly referred to as fact, then are told the scientific data behind that statement.
One of those misconceptions, kind of funny, that brown cows produce chocolate milk. Since they don't know the process of getting milk from a cow to a jug, to the store and to the refrigerator, some of them will believe that, but that's not really one of the ones that bother us.
There are misconceptions out there that hurt agriculture, and Fleming says many statements need to be looked at scientifically instead of emotionally. One misconception that hurts a section of agriculture is that organic farming is better than traditional.
Organic food can be produced with natural pesticides and natural fertilizers. But there are things that are naturally occurring that are harmful. There are many naturally occurring toxins and carcinogens, such as nicotine, opium, heroin, morphine, cocaine. All of those are naturally occurring substances that come from plants, but they're definitely not healthy and unharmful to people.
There are many more agriculture myths out there, and hopefully with the help of Ag in the Classroom, these misconceptions will be gone for good. Have a great day and join us tomorrow on the TRN.